from the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KTYR and its stakeholders, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show, the Dugout Podcast, Major League Baseball All-Star Break. Our website, bleedblueshow.com, our audio archive episodes on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps. In the middle of Home Run Derby right now, all people right now at bat, Aaron Judge in the second round trying to catch Bellinger as we speak. Going to dialogue on some of the Yankee stuff as well before the All-Star break. What should we expect after the All-Star break? Check out all of our episodes as well. From talking baseball week in and week out here on the Dugout Podcast. So right now in session, Judge finishing up, wrapping up as well on his home run derby on the second round. Should be able to get on to the finals as well. So I'm looking forward to the dialogue. It really bothers me coming back from Houston, watching the Yankees in Houston after the 13-4 victory, the game I was at. It was pretty good. A couple of surplus innings that you got to see from the Gardner Grand Slam that really put it away on Friday. But this, the Yankees have gotten to somewhat of a little bit of a funk. You have this up and down stuff. You win one, lose two. You win one, lose two. Going to the next series, you saw the struggles of the Jays. You lose two out of three to the Jays. You lost two out of three to the Brewers. And it's kind of disappointing, to say the least. And the pitching, whether we got on the starters week in and week out, whether it's myself or other stakeholders on this episode, we got on the starters, but the bullpen as well. We got to get a little bit of light to Tyler Clippard of his disastrous performance this past week. So there's a lot of things going on in Yankee land, especially with the pitchers. The hitting has done their job. They have done their job. The young bats, as we already know, the power, whether it was Castro or Healy at times throughout the season, we already know about Aaron Judge. We already know about Starlin Castro, Gary Sanchez, and those guys have gotten going. They've hit for average, hit for power. But then you had, Gardner here and there too. Ellsbury at times here and there. Some of the bats not productive in and out of the lineup with Chris Carter. I can't stand them. But the pitching has, I don't know, has it peaked? I think that's the question. I think. Did it peak early on in the season or we're holding on to dear life? Do we have enough in the tank to get where we need to get to? So that's kind of the questions I do have going to the after the All-Star break, because you got three games in Boston, you got three games at Minnesota. This is, you're talking about right out the gate, man, some tough series, man. The Yankees need to really get back into the winning path, winning series. Want to talk baseball. Worm, what's going on? Talking to the Worm, big Yankees fan. You already know, diehard Giants fan. I got to get his take on the Major League Baseball stuff. Warren, what's up, man? How's everything?
Good. How's everything?
Man, nothing much. I see that our Yankees is putting on a show on this home run derby as we speak here on the Dugout Podcast here on the Bleed Blue Show, man.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Aaron Judge the guy's a freak. I've never seen balls hit as hard as he hits them, and he uses minimal effort. He can be behind on a ball, and the freaking thing goes for like 400 feet. Gary Sanchez, he got knocked out in the semifinals, but you know what? I'm going to take a nice, healthy Gary Sanchez coming back second half of the season, and he's going to get on fire. Watch, and you got the kid Clint Frazier. I am so happy he's up. I couldn't wait. I was drooling watching him in the minors. He's going to be nasty.
Yeah.
They do need to address the pitching. Clippard, the dude's messed up in the head. There's something wrong with him.
What happened with Clippard? Clippard would have to be a reliable arm that he kind of had his struggles early on in the year. I remember that series at Baltimore after that was the first series after the Rays series. So it was the second series of the season. But outside of that, he's been okay, but then he had these rough patches. What's up with Clippard, man?
I don't know. It's like he's got that Chuck Knoblauch syndrome. He can't throw from second base to first base. Clipper can't throw from the mound to home plate. He's something right. First base, that needs to be addressed. I can't take Chris Carter anymore. I can't. You know, I can't do it. As far as Greg Bird, it looks like right now we have another Nick Johnson. Can't stay healthy. I'm happy up the middle with Castro and Didi. I love Tarias. I absolutely love the kid.
Yep.
Hicks is doing his thing in the outfield. Judge is Judge. And, you know, Mr. Headcase over there at third base, he's either on or he's not. I'm kind of starting to lean that I'm over him. Looking at the starting pitching, if I was the Yankees or Girardi, I'd shut down Tanaka for a couple of starts.
Oh, man.
And let him – it's either – you either get good Tanaka or bad Tanaka, and I think the guy needs to sit down a little bit. And in my personal opinion, I really think he should have gotten a Tommy John surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I think he should have did it when he had the elbow problems. I don't think something's right with his arm at all. And he's showing it. He's laboring too much if you really watch him on the mound. It's almost to the point to where I think he needs surgery. And he should have did it last year. Holiday, I absolutely love him. He is a great veteran presence to have in that clubhouse. You know, I think Brett Gardner learned a lot off of him. And I think Aaron Judge is learning a lot from his experience. You know, I know he only signed a one-year deal with the Yankees, but I'd bring him back next year as a DH, you know, and you know, let him instruct the youngins a little bit more. That's about it that I can think off the top of my head. I'm kind of foggy right now. I got a concussion. I got hit head on
really?
The other night.
Yeah. Oh, damn, what happened, man? What happened?
I was umpiring a baseball game, and I was leaving to come home, and somebody blew through a light, and I woke up, my airbag was in my face.
Oh, shoot. I had no idea, man. Well, you sound fine,
damn,
I hope you get better, man. Definitely on bed rest and watching this home run derby as it speeds. I had no idea, man. Oh, I got to –
it's just, I mean, the headaches, they like come and go.
Oh, man. Oh, shoot. Yeah, definitely take it easy, bro. Damn. Wow. I'm glad you sound good, though. You would have fooled me. I would have had no idea that you even went through that. Wow. Definitely whatever precautions the doctors say you need to take, definitely do that. And definitely definitely a speedy recovery, too, man, as soon as possible.
Yeah, no, I hear
you. Definitely get
the
symptoms
we'll
out, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm with on Tanaka, though, because it's like every week we get on this with the dugout. And I hate to really weigh on him, but he's the one – getting all this money, the big high price agent from out of Japan. Like, I mean, the Sunday performance where he gave up that 3-run bomb to Travis Shaw. He gives up like 6 hits, 5 runs. You're right, man.
Yeah.
Like, even the performance before that, it looks good. And I have to keep even keel with Tanaka. And I've said this over and over. It's like for him, it's like you're going to get good Tanaka, bad Tanaka. I've said it week after week. And it's like, it's come to a point where I'm actually. Expecting ups and downs with him. That's just going to be what it is in 2017. I don't think anything else is going to change. But what really is mind-boggling about it with him, because you saw how he pitched last year. You thought he was going to turn the corner. His issue was he wasn't getting the run support. He would have had more wins without the dead starts. He would have had the pitching, the guy's lack of production let him down. So, okay, he's going to carry that over. And then you go into spring training down in Tampa, he was pitching lights out. So, okay, Tanaka's looking like it's going to be a real good season. He's going to surpass what he did in 2016. And then when he at that opening day, he gets bombed on by the Rays. And then it's been like trying to, you know, chase his tail since. It's been up and down.
I mean, I mean, you go back to Jeter night. He was awful. Inning and a third, I'm sitting in my seats, and I'm like, and my brother's sitting with me. He's looking at me. I'm looking at him. I'm like, yo, we're going to be out of here in like the fourth inning because I'm not going to sit here for a 15-0 game and watch Tanaka get pounded.
Yeah.
I mean,
That's right. On Jeter night. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it was, I mean, oof. It's horrible.
There's no way you're going to able to deal them, so you're going to have to live with it.
Nah.
So the question, I guess my question I bring to the table, as far as fine-tuning this starters or the bullpen, however you want to look at it, I think it's more so starters than anything, this whole issue with the Yankees this last, I don't know, month. They blew one game in Chicago at the old Comiskey Park against the White Sox. The bats have been fine. And I don't even expect them to cool off. I think it's the totally the starting pitching and the bullpen. More so the starters than anything. Because it's like the Yankees get down big, and it's like the bats have to bail them out. They have to come back from 3-0, 5-0. I saw the production has done – they've done this job. So what do you think about Brian Cashman? Do you think he's rolling the dice as far as getting – a trade as far as using one of the assets in the minor leagues to get another reliable arm, or they're going to just roll with what we got? This is a good question because I don't. They could go two ways with it because you don't have to force the action as far as you could keep your assets and build starting pitching within the farm system and bring them up, or do you want to bring in a pitcher who might not work out well in the Bronx? How do you look at it?
Honestly, me, and I'm going to probably get slammed for this. This team is doing better than what I think was expected out of them. This was supposed to be a rebuilding season. They weren't supposed to be sitting 3.5 games out of first place in the division. You know, they've led the division for, you know, several weeks. I don't want the Yankees to do what they did in the past, which is trade away the farm system and go to this win-now mode and bring in all these high-priced players, and they're only going to be with us for a couple of years, and then your farm system's in shambles. I would say stay the course. The kids that they're bringing up, they're producing. Just stick with the kids. Let them get the experience and build another core four and keep the assets we have. You know, there's just no reason to, you know, rush this process. Stick with the youngins. Let them get their burn. Let them get their experience. Roll with the lumps along the way. Just don't rush it. You just got to be patient. That's the one thing that I noticed Yankee fans aren't. They're not patient. They're used to the win-now mode. Take the same route the Cubs, you know, the Chicago Cubs did. They slowly built up that team. Now they have a great core there. Yeah, they're struggling this year, but they're sticking with the youngins. Let the kids play out. Let them take their lumps. And I'm telling you, the Yankees are about a year, 2 years away from really making a push in October baseball.
I think the Yankees are where they're supposed to be. I kind of said at the start of the season they're going to be around a 90-win team. I thought they overachieved early on. And I think because of baseball, because of a 162-game schedule, that's kind of the way it works, and especially in baseball, the law of averages. You overachieve, and you come back down to earth. You get hot, you cool off. I'm hoping that is what is going on with the squad right now. I'm kind of with you, man. I'm not really in a rush to deal away assets, deal away or give away pieces of the farm system you actually kind of built the last couple of years through effective trade, knowing that you weren't going to go nowhere. Let's just keep the ball rolling, roll what we got. You don't want to sacrifice or roll the dice on a one-year deal and go two step backwards because you want to go all in. It's kind of working the way it is right now. I'm kind of where you are with it as far as probably roll what we got. Get young arms through the system. Let's bring on Chandler and get his thoughts. Chandler, what's going on, man? Talking Yankees baseball here on the Dugout. Got Worm with us. What's your thoughts, man, as far as the Yankees up until this point with the All-Star break, and as far as how would you deal with the starting pitching and the bullpen?
Well, I thought they would win the wild card from the very beginning. So they're right where I think they should be. I understand what everybody's saying about don't trade, but the problem is that you have too many players in the minor league system. You can't protect them all. So you're either going to lose them in the offseason because everybody can't be put on the 40-man roster. Remember, you only got 15 slots, including your 25-man roster. You only got 15 other slots. There's easily 20 prime prospects down there, easily 20. So take some of the guys that you're going to lose anyway, package them, and go get you a pitcher. Now, me personally, a guy who you could get with basically a C-level prospect if you're just willing to add his contract is Verlander. I think part of Verlander's problems this year is he's playing for a bad team, and it's affecting him. He's a guy that you could slot in there as a number three, number four guy who will give you some length and who will keep you from having to go to the bullpen, and he's battle-tested. You know, Quintana, everybody wants Quintana. I don't know how Quintana is going to act in the heat of a playoff push. I know how Verlander is going to act. So to me, you got to go get a pitcher who's battle tested. Everybody can't come to New York and be successful. Jose Quintana, from what I've seen of him, when he's had to be good, he hasn't been. In big games for the White Sox, he's fallen short. So how's that going to play in New York? And I think the bullpen is going to be fine. I think Betances and those guys, they need some more length from the starters, but you're going to have to move some of the young guys. You're going to have to move some of the minor leaguers, the Billy McKinneys of the world, because you got to protect the Domingo Acevedos. So you're going to have to move some of these guys just so that you don't lose them for nothing.
I want to go back to Worm on that. As far as the Chandler's points, as far as the minor league system, maybe you could roll the dice on a veteran like a Verlander, a proven commodity. What about that option, Worm, as well? And then I'll bring up some other things as far as with the Yankees this past couple of weeks versus the Jays versus the Brewers, what happened down in Houston. Worm, what's your thoughts on that?
I've seen a lot of chatter. You know, people want to take a look at, you know, Quintana from the White Sox. You know, I saw that trade, you know, going along, but they want, like, Clint Frazier. You know, they want, you know, someone like that. I'm not willing to give up Clint Frazier. He's going to be, you know, one of the future guys, you know, on that team. As far as, you know, Quintana from the Giants, the dude's not right. He hasn't been right all season. It's like he's broken this year. He's not consistent. His velocity is down. He's not striking out batters. And, yeah, in the big spots, he hasn't done it. If we're going to make a trade for a top-of-the-starter rotation, I'd have to go Verlander. The guy's battle-tested. He can pitch in them big spots, and he gets it done. The Yankees, they've always struggled against Toronto over the last couple of years. Their Achilles heel, you know, in the playoffs, if they make it, you know, depending on how far they go, it's going to be Houston. We've saw, you know, the series, you know, when we had Jeter weekend. Wow, Aaron Judge just got another one. you know, we saw it a couple weeks. Wow, he just got number two. There goes number
unbelievable,
three.
Unbelievable, ain't it?
Yeah, that's number three. He got three in a row. He only needs seven to tie. I'm sorry.
No, I totally understand.
Oh, my God. Holy wow.
Yeah, hey, the moonshots is crazy tonight, man. It's just it's unbelievable. But yeah, to your points, man, as far as Verlander, if we could get that and not give away somebody like a Frazier, I will be all for that. I will be for that. I don't want to give up the bread and the butter of what we have. I know, you know, Torres is out for the year for what his injury about 3 weeks ago or something like that. And we saw what happened with Fowler, that unfortunate injury in right field in Chicago, chasing that right. I mean, we have some assets for the future, man. I definitely want to really roll with that. I want to go back to the point I was saying earlier about Tyler Clipper on the game. I think it was Friday, and he gave it the four runs. I mean, there's no zing on his fastball, his split finger. There's no dip to that. It's like his control is not out there. It's not as crisp as it was earlier this year. His slider, there's no bite on his slider, and then he can't set up the changeup. You can't get no umph on your fastball. And then go back to the game. I know Pineda has been a front runner most of the season, man. But you know, you saw some of 2016 Pineda, man. I mean, that's the guy that worries me. The same Pineda when I was down in Houston watching the game versus the Astros, giving a couple big innings
Aaron
here and there.
Judge just
he kind of fared well with that. That's the thing, Chandler, when it comes to Pineda, man. I think he's been kind of front-running. You think this All-Star break for the starters and for the bullpen, you think that they could get a fresh, clean slate as far as get back to what they were earlier this year, Chandler?
Oh, wow.
No, because the Yankees have failed Pineda like they failed Ivan Nova. Michael Pineda still doesn't know how to throw a changeup. You in every count, you know what Pineda's going to throw. He's going to go fastball. He's going to go slider. He's going to go fastball. He's going to go slider, slider, slider. Okay? That's all he does. If I know what pitch he's getting ready to throw, I'm pretty sure a major league hitter can sit on that pitch, which is why he gives up home runs, because they're sitting on his slider. He needs a changeup. Why doesn't he now have a changeup? That's a failure on the Yankees' part. So Pineda is what he is. He's going to continue to be what he is because he doesn't have another pitch to go to. He doesn't have another pitch. He has two pitches. You can't be a starter in the major leagues with two pitches. It doesn't work. Nolan Ryan got away with it, but Nolan Ryan was Nolan Ryan. Michael Pineda is not Nolan Ryan. He needs a third pitch. So unless he starts using the changeup, which he doesn't have, then he is going to continue to be a guy who is going to implode more often than not. As far as Clippard, I expected him to kind of revert this year because that's been his track record. He's had a really good season and then followed by a so-so season, even when he was gone from the Yankees. And I think that they need to use him a little bit less going forward to allow him just – I mean, he pitched a lot of innings for us last year. And that kind of – you know, we're starting to see it. So, to me – I've been seeing things about them maybe looking at getting David Phelps back. I would like to see that. You can slot Phelps in there and get another lefty. But as far as Pineda goes, man, Pineda is a finished product. He's 28 years old. This is what he's going to be until somebody decides to teach that young man how to throw a changeup.
Indeed, indeed. Well, congratulations to Aaron Judge for winning the 2017 Home Run Derby as we speak on his NBA, Major League Baseball All-Star break. And they got the Major League Baseball All-Star Game tomorrow. Worm and Chandler, what are you guys' thoughts as far as the game? I know they play for the winner for the home field and stuff like that. Anything you'd like to see as far as star power? We got Yankees represented on the American League side. But what you looking at into as far as the All-Star Game itself for Tuesday, Worm?
I honestly like to watch it, for the same reason I like to watch the Pro Bowl. It's just so I can, I like to watch it to see players that, are out of the New York and New Jersey media market that I don't get to see on a normal basis. I like to watch, some of the players that I won't normally see. And, there's Joe Torre. So for me, it's just a fun day to relax and, enjoy the game. I know it means home field advantage for, the World Series, which I don't agree with. I think that's ridiculous. You go back, when they had the tie. Instead of ending in a tie, what I would have did is bring the top, four hitters from each side, end it in the home run derby. Whoever gets the most home runs wins the All-Star game, The team, in the AL or NL that has the best record, they should have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Not decide it in an exhibition game. That's just my thoughts. But, getting back, to your points are, I like watching the All-Star game just to see players I normally don't get to see. I would like to see a good, 2-1, 3-2 game, but I know that's probably not going to happen. As long as I can see Aaron Judge pop a 400-foot shot tomorrow, that'd be great. That's about it.
Indeed. Let's quickly bring on New York Yankees Talk. New York Yankees Talk, that will be Kenny D. That will be New York Yankees Talk on the Facebook fan page at NY_Yankees_talk. on Twitter. Kenny D, man, the Yankee Aaron Judge has done it, so that means you're back on the Dugout Podcast, man. We were talking about the struggles with the Jays and the Brewers and losing two out of three versus Houston. What's the state of the team right now before we go to Boston and Minnesota next week? What's going on, Kenny? It's been a minute.
Yeah, how's everybody doing?
Pretty good, man.
You know, it was good to see Aaron get that win tonight. I thought it was going to be tough to see anyone else beat him. I just don't see how that could have happened. I thought Stanton, if anyone, had a shot, but it proved to be a pretty easy victory for Judge. As far as the Yanks are concerned, you know, we kind of stumbled into the break. I'm sure you guys have been talking about it. Maybe this win will ignite the team. Aaron's win and the home run derby will ignite this team a little bit. I think they're going to benefit from a little bit of time off. Hopefully everyone can just kind of regroup and refocus after the All-Star for the second half of the year. We got a big four-game set with Boston immediately following the break. We're within striking distance. So if we take three out of those four, we're right there. Sweep puts us back in first place. This is definitely not out of hand, the East, that is. We're going to need a couple solid starts from our rotation. The bats are going to need to continue to produce as they have. I don't think that's really been the problem. If you can take any positive out of this recent series with Milwaukee, it's that the bullpen started to look a little better. And I was at that game on Saturday, the walk-off by Clint Frazier, which was exciting in itself. But one thing that might have gotten overlooked was the fact that Patances and Chapman each pitched strong innings. And then we got some more strong performances out of the bullpen after Tanaka got knocked out on Sunday. So we lose 2 out of 3 Milwaukee, but there's still something to be taken out of that. You know, we'll have a few days off now, but definitely I think we're trending in the right direction.
All right, Kenny D. Let's go to Chandler for some quick final thoughts, and we'll go to Worm for final thoughts. Chandler, any final thoughts for this All-Star break, and then after the season going forward with the Yankees, and then go to Worm and then back to New York Yankees, telling them to wrap up.
Well, I think it's going to be a really good All-Star game. Just for the record, the All-Star game no longer affects home field. They stopped doing that. And you know what? Just if you're a Yankee fan, just enjoy the ride. No matter what happens this season, just enjoy the ride because it's been a while since you could look at this team and see that that you got 4, 5, 6 years coming up where the team's going to be good.
And thank you very much, Chandler. Appreciate it. Shout outs to Chandler. Chandler Knight 7 on Twitter. Worm, final thoughts.
It was like, you know, I didn't realize the Yankees are the only franchise that have 4 players win the home run derby. Cano, Tino, Judge, and Giambi. Hmm. I was just reading that. That's freaking awesome. I mean that's an accomplishment.
And that's also all in the last 20 years. You know, I think Tino won it for the first time in 97. And there's 40 years worth of all home run derbies before that.
Yeah. That's really it. I'm just watching the softball game now.
Shout out to Worm, man. Diehard fan of the Giants and Yankee fan, man. Shout out to Worm. New York Yankees talk. Yes, sir. Can you tell everybody how everybody can find you and your final thoughts as well, sir?
Yeah, you can check me out on Facebook and New York Yankees talk. Final thoughts. I think I said it all about the Yanks. Looking forward to this All-Star game tomorrow. It's a bummer we won't be able to see Castro, but hopefully we get to see a couple of our pitchers in Severino and Betances get some work in, get to show off for the national crowd. That's about it.
Yeah, shout-out to Worm. Worm Chandler, New York Yankees Talk, the Facebook fan page, a lot of Yankees dialogue on there week in and week out daily, talking Yankees baseball. of this episode of the Dugout Podcast is going to be on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps as well. Enjoy the break. I'm looking forward to going back to Fenway and also at Minnesota. And I think the guys really needed a break, man. I think they've been exhausted. They've been front running. It's kind of come back down to earth. And I think this is a great time for the pitchers to really clear their heads and really get it going and get back in the groove and get some winning. Starting pitching baseball, too. Sangre Azul, gentlemen. Bleed blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleed blue, 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 bleed blue.